Welcome to our second session for the month here in October. We're happy to have you here on the call today. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be full, but soft and relaxed. Make the decision that you're willing to transition into a different rhythm for our call today than your normal day-to-day life typically operates under. Please decide that stress and tension that may have come up today or the last few days, please decide that during our talk today, during our time together today, you are willing to let it go. Some of it may want to go right away. Some of it may linger. I want you to scan your body and notice where tension may be in your body. It's okay that it's there. Don't be worried about it. But decide that during our time together today, you're willing to let it go. Now begin sending cords into the earth from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, please. And on your inhales, breathe the energy of the earth up into your body. Welcoming, inviting the energy of the earth to come up in your body. Thank the earth for always being available to you to ground in this way. To alter your rhythm, to interrupt the normal rhythm of your daily life that's typically run by mind, sometimes dictated by body or heart. We want all of these things to work together. For the entire call tonight, where we want you to breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body and thank the earth for always offering this energy. Now, please decide that the energies of other people you cannot possibly use to tell you who you are today or in the future. Decide that all energies you may have absorbed from other people lately can go down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Be very clear that even if you are connected to people in wonderful ways, you cannot possibly use their energies carrying them forward to tell you who you are at any time. Thank those other people for being in your life, but be clear you do not need their energies. We will repeat that process after we get connected in a few minutes. Now please call your spirit guidance team in and let them know that you are willing to receive their support. We're willing to receive their insight and guidance that is always meant to help you. Understand that they cannot get through to you if you are fearful. And also understand that they communicate with you in a variety of ways, some of which are not clear to you all the time. But if you intend that you are willing to learn the language they use to communicate with you, then you will gradually begin to see their influence. So thank them in advance and welcome them in. Also, please make the decision that you are willing to be affected positively by the vibration that comes through this channel's voice. And also, if you are willing to receive energy work tonight, please silently in your mind give us permission. This is the channel Tom, Metatron, and Jehudi to do energy work for you. For those of you who have said yes, we're beginning to send some energy your way in about 10 or 15 seconds. We always begin at the root, always. So, please decide right now that in this moment, listening to this meditation, that everything is fine, that you are safe. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body, thanking the earth. That energy needs to pass through your root chakra, meaning we want your root chakra to be open so that what you need to let go of can go. And typically focusing on the decision or the affirmation that you are safe in this moment, whether I am always safe or right in this moment, everything's fine, I'm safe. Focusing on that will call up parts of you who may not agree. So we like to make the tour of the chakras, so to speak, very simple. You will notice during the duration of these calls how we revisit certain chakras. We activate it with a certain question or a certain statement. And with the root chakra, it is, I am safe. And so I ask you to continually practice noticing in your life, yes, in this moment, everything is fine and I am safe. You will be exercising a muscle in your consciousness that decides that you are safe. And this is a wonderful tool. This is one of the most important tools we could ever give you. The channel has been thinking quite a lot about the fear floating through the collective, about the spread of disease and war and terrorism and terrible things, and how it seems like things are worse than ever, but they're not. But the tenor of fear is escalating because you are all being invited to decide as a collective, but billions of individuals, if you are in fact okay, if things are in fact fine. So decide right now, please, that you are no longer willing to carry the fear that's in the collective. Decide that whatever you may have absorbed lately, recently, today, the last few weeks or months, the last few decades, decide that you are no longer willing to carry it. Decide to gather it up in the center of your field and send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. You must do this exercise every day. To decide that you are safe creates safety. To be open to support allows support to come in. Think about a synchronicity that has occurred to you lately, that has happened in your life, where you had an undeniable knowing that life or your guides or somebody else was on your side. If you allow it to happen, if you do not carry a defensive posture, if you do not doubt that life is supportive, life will be supportive. You are the divine creator in your world. Everything you do happens because you believe it will happen. Decide once again, please, that in this moment, as we meditate together, everything is fine and you are safe. Decide that you are willing to find out in what ways you are supported and have always been supported throughout your entire life. Decide you're willing to see all that has happened to you that's been painful as helpful, that it has come to you to reflect a vibration in your field of a pain or a fear. What happens with people, little humans, children, is that when they're young, their energy fields are fully intact from across time. Their emotional bodies are vibrating. What happens in many lives may be painful. But things happen, things come to you because you are vibrating them, because you don't know you're safe, and you do not have the tools to deal with it. Perhaps in another life it happened to a 40-year-old person. And here it is. Here you are, you're 3 years old. It's happening to you. What do you do? You are multidimensional. Your emotional experience of yourself is holographic, multidimensional, and it exists across time. Your deepest fears that are out of all proportion to your biography are from other lives. Continue focusing on the energy of the earth, breathing it up into your body. Thank the earth for always being available to you to help you ground, to help you get out of your head, get out of the tyranny of the linear logical mind that asserts that it must be in control if you are going to be safe. Decide right now that you, in fact, in this moment, are safe and that everything's fine. Think about a situation from your past. It could be from the distant past, it could be from your early childhood, the kind of thing I was speaking about a moment ago. Consider something that's unresolved, or you're not quite clear on how to forgive another person, or forgive yourself for what looks like a mistake, or forgive a person for betrayal, or for harming you, for hurting you, for crossing a boundary, for perhaps initiating you into some reality about life that you were too young to understand or adequately deal with. Consider something that has been painful, in other words. That you may have intellectually dealt with, you may have tried to forgive, but somehow still comes up, or when you see an example or an echo of it in another situation, that it still stings. Keep breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body. Decide that in this moment, everything's fine and you are safe. And I want you to decide that you are willing to consider that painful scenario as helpful to you as a divine being learning about how to be human. Decide that you are willing to explore this notion. For us, it is a truth. We invite parts of you to adapt to this vision of who you actually are, your energetic beings, and you are attracting to you what is in your emotional body, of course, from many lives, and the beliefs in your mind that go with them. But also, you're attracting certain experiences that fit the themes that your soul has decided that you will experience. This is not destiny, strictly, it is not fate. But it is to say that there are certain things your soul vibrates through your consciousness and your subtle bodies, including emotional body, that need to come to you. You are a powerful divine creator, creating all kinds of experiences. Some of them really are not fun. These are the ones you tend to remember because you fear them happening again. And then the mind comes in and says, well, this is why that happened. Let me make sure that never happens again. These are the apparent causes. Well, let me cut those off to make sure that, when I see A, B, C, and D, to make sure it never gets to J, K, L, M, etc. To cut things off at the source, nip things in the bud, to stop things before it gets out of hand as it did in the past. Well, if you do this, you're living in the past. We want you to be in the present. We want you to understand that you have, as an adult, as a divine being now in the development stage of adulthood as a human, you have the right to say yes, please, and no, thank you when appropriate. Perhaps when you were younger, you didn't know you had that right. Perhaps when you were younger, circumstance had you controlled or informed by other people. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, decide that in this moment, everything is fine. And you are safe and supported. Thank the earth for always being available. Thank your guides for always trying to get through your fears and resistance to help you. And thank your body for always manifesting how your life is going. Your thoughts, choices, attitudes, and beliefs are manifest on and within your body. You are an energetic being with a physical vehicle that is constantly showing you what you are vibrating. Thank your body for telling you what it does. Decide that it is an ally. You are willing to view its messages with openness, and you're willing to hear what it has to say about how your life is going, how your attitudes, choices, and beliefs are going. Consider this situation from the past. We've asked you to recall. Decide that this other person who's involved, or a group of people, or an institution, decide that you are willing to view that person, group, or institution as a helpful karmic teacher for you. And realize that the only way that person, group, or institution could have been in your life is if you vibrated, hey, I need a person, group, or institution to show me this. Nothing happens to you outside the parameters of what you are vibrating. We want you to, on a regular basis, rewrite the history, the narrative attached to why what has happened to you has happened. Why did that painful thing happen? We want you to situate yourself conceptually as you remember and recall in the driver's seat. You are vibrating that painful situation to you. Can you find a way to be grateful to that other person, group, or institution, to be grateful for this because it caused you to make a decision through which your soul learned about how to make a decision. Breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Thank the earth for always being available. Thank your guides. Thank your body. Decide that your spirit guides are allies. Decide the earth is an ally. Decide that your body is an ally. Understand that you are a divine being. You are divine will incarnate. So to speak, kind of forgetting that your decisions, your free will, are the source of your empowerment. Every human over the course of many lives lived across the Earth timeline is tasked with learning to make choices by default in fear because you don't know if you're safe. You don't know if, in fact, you are alone on your own. If there is support, you don't know, so you go into fear. But then to go from fear into love, to choose compassion, acceptance, kindness, generosity, love, to choose acceptance and compassion, generosity, kindness, and love. Even to encounter fear and respond with a gentle acceptance and love. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, decide that in this moment, right now, you are still safe. Realize that with the earth and your guides and your body and the channel and the two of us, Metatron and Jehudi, you are in fact supported. Decide that you are supported. Now, these openings in the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, decide that you are going to open them just a little more. Decide that you are willing to relax these openings, these cords, into the earth to draw even more energy in. As you do this, kind of scan your body, notice where there may be tension. Do not try to do anything, but decide to relax to make these openings bigger so that you can draw in more of this energy of the earth. This calming, grounding, clarifying, slowing down energy. Decide that whatever is happening in your body, it's fine. A little muscle ache, a little digestive noise, a little grumbling, a little headache. Decide that whatever it is that's happening in your body right now is fine. Things are happening. Your body is speaking to you. Decide you're willing to relax into it, whatever it is, even if it is a bit painful. Now, please decide that any stress or tension that you have picked up today or the last few days or generated recently or today, decide that you cannot possibly use stress or tension to help you going forward or to tell you who you are. Gather it up in the center of your field and will it down to the center of the earth through those cords and thank the earth for receiving this energy. Decide that you are free of stress and tension that has come up. You making this decision makes it so. These external situations in your life that cause you stress, it is your relationship with those situations, not the situations. It is your perception of and related resistance to or dread regarding these situations. It is not those situations. You are in the driver's seat to decide to let go of stress regarding what stresses you out. And now, please decide that the energies of other people, even people to whom you are connected for the long haul, perhaps, decide that you cannot possibly use their energies to tell you who you are going forward. Send those energies down through the cords into the earth, and again, thank the earth for receiving these excess energies. Now, any debris of any kind that has come loose during our conversation today that does not yet go but is ready to go, decide that it can go down through the cords into the earth as well and thank the earth for receiving these energies. This brings us to the end of our time together in this session. Thank you for your time and energy, interest, and the channel thanks you for your support of his work. Anything that the channel has loaned to you during this energy work session as he has brought us through and entered your field. Anything he may have loaned to you, he's calling back to himself. Anything he may have borrowed from you, he is giving back to you. Please echo that from your perspective of calling back what belongs to you and giving back what you may have borrowed. When energy work such as this happens, fields merge, people mingle. We do not have any Metatron and Jehudi do not have any problem with you taking on a little of our energy. It is actually good, but for the channel, give everything back that may belong to him and call everything back that may belong to you from him. We will joyfully speak with you tomorrow night at the same time. Thank you for your time and energy, and take care of yourself. Goodbye.